And we are back with this year's Project Sanctuary Radiothon, the seventh year, helping to raise money for our military families and the heroes that serve for us. And it would not be possible without our sponsors as well. We're here today with our presenting sponsor, Independent Electrical Contractors Rocky Mountain. Excited to introduce you to Paul Ramirez. Hello. Now, Paul served as a missile warning officer in the Air Force, keeping our skies safe. Later brought his passion for service into the classroom as a public school teacher. Imagine that was quite fun. Now, he's got a strong background in electrical work. He's now sharing his expertise as an instructor at Independent Electrical Contractors Rocky Mountain in Fort Collins. Now, Paul's journey is truly inspiring. He's here with us today to talk about how IECRM continues to support veterans and their families. Paul, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
IECRM has been a major contributor to the electrical industry's growth. What programs or initiatives are you most excited about that help new electricians get started?
So we have a couple of different programs available. We do regular training exposure at the North Glen campus for various groups, and willing to travel to other community groups to do kind of an exposure to the trade and getting more people interested. IEC has a four-year program. And through the course of those 4 years, we take individuals through the apprenticeship requirements of the state of Colorado and get them the background needed to be successful when they test for the journeyman's license. And I tell my students that, you know, the day that you test, you have just increased your salary. And I've been able to raise a family and own a home and just have a success that I hadn't been able to find in other career paths.
Yeah, and you made it through as a public school teacher as well, which I'm sure is quite a feat.
Right.
Now, with IECRM sponsoring this year's Radiothon, can you share why supporting veterans and their families is meaningful to IECRM in the electrical industry?
Right. So I think anything that the community can do to give back to people that have, put their name on a document that basically says United States can send me anywhere and ask me to do just about anything in the service of their country. Once they return home, our organization is able to give them the training that they need and offer them, you know, a lot of things that are, I think, in the wheelhouse of anybody who has served. They're used to discipline and they're used to the rigor of military service, and having them engage in our program and us reach out to those individuals and try to bring them into this trade is just a win-win.
Yes, win-win for sure. And the electrical industry, that offers a lot of career opportunities. What would you say to someone interested in taking that first step with the IECRM apprenticeship program?
Right. So certainly getting in touch with IECRM via the website and contacting the North Glen campus would be number one, regardless of where they are in the state. We do have another campus up in Fort Collins where I teach. Mm-hmm. And, even if you're not in the North Glen area, reaching out through that agency, the mothership there for IEC can connect you with a location where the training can be accessible to you. And, also we have a jobs board on the website where other companies that employ electricians can post their jobs, and our students can get linked up with those contractors for full-time work.
It really is a huge network. That's very exciting. And I do want to thank Paul Ramirez. You had a couple of things you wanted to add?
Yeah. IECRM does accept the GI Bill for veterans interested in joining the trade. So there's also another avenue for benefits that may be via their military service that would help support their training in this career field.
Excellent. Well, thank you to Paul Ramirez from Independent Electrical Contractors Rocky Mountain. Of course, Paul Lingo also here, the training director, yes?
Yes, good morning.
There you go. Well, thank you for joining us here as well. It's coming out for support, and we're very excited to have IECRM back as our presenting sponsor this year. So thank you so much for your support of Project Sanctuary and 99.5 The Mountain.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. We're going to be hearing more stories all throughout the day from families who have been saved by Project Sanctuary, but we need your help to keep those families healing. 720-623-2995. We are ready to take your donations now. 720-623-2995 with the Project Sanctuary Radiothon.